Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones and real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. List Alfonso Dance Cuba, LADC, will perform in Havana and Lima with a show that covers music and many of the dances of the Caribbean country, the company has announced. Cuba Vibrates, it will be called. It has been presented in several stages of the world, including the National Auditorium of Mexico, with a capacity of 6,000 spectators. According to the director, teacher and choreographer, List Alfonso, the piece will be exhibited in the Avellaneda Room of the National Theatre of Cuba on October the 25th, 26th and 27th. Meanwhile, in mid-November, the company will arrive for the first time in the capital of Peru, where it will dance the same show at the Grand National Theatre. The work becomes a dance version of the successful musical Amigas, also acclaimed in theatres in the United States, Canada, China, Holland, Belgium and Turkey, just to name a few. LADC has been applauded in more than 200 cities around the world for the impact of its fusion style, agglutinator of elements of flamenco, ballet, contemporary dance, folklore, and folk dances. Through the fusion style and live music, the company achieves in Cuba Vibrates a tour of those rhythms that have made history on the largest island of the Antilles since the 1950s to date. Therefore, the choreographies implicate cha-cha-cha, mambo, rumba and conga in perfect harmony with Latin jazz, swing, rock and roll and flamenco, amongst other styles. According to the teacher, the presentation becomes an appropriate and fun proposal for the whole family, which combines elegance, passion and dedication with the artistic, technical complexity of the choreographies. The Failda Orchestra will accompany the dancers on stage, whose communion with LADC this summer hit the island of Martinique in the Grand Cabaret Aimé César with a capacity of 900 people. At the close of each of the three shows provided, in addition to the applause, the public's heels flooded the place with a sign of maximum approval and in tune with the show's title. The Cinemateca of Cuba has launched a series of screenings in Havana in honour of the Italian filmmaker Bernardo Bertolucci. The exhibition, scheduled until October the 26th, will offer and illustrate the work of the director, heir to the masters Pier Paolo Pasolini and Luchino Visconti. The cycle includes several examples of his extensive filmography, including his first feature film, The Barren Harvest, scripted by Pasolini, as well as The Strategy of the Spider, both films deeply rooted in the fascist past of Italy. Considered one of the great Italian cinematographers, Bertolucci received 4 times the Hollywood Academy Award with outstanding productions such as The Last Emperor of 1988, winner of 9 Golden Statuettes. Likewise, Bertolucci was awarded the Golden Lion in Venice for his lifetime's achievement, the Honorary Golden Palm of the Festival of Cannes, and he has been appropriated Grand Officer of the Order of Merit of the Italian Republic. If there is an important botanical garden in Cuba, it is the one near the city of Cienfuegos, which has a huge collection and is the oldest in the country. Occupying about 97 hectares, it's located about 15 kilometres from the city of Cienfuegos, known as the Pearl of the South, and is adjacent to the sugar mill Pepito Tey, on the road that leads to the town of Trinidad in the neighbour Sancti Spiritus province. It is the oldest and most extensive network of existing botanical gardens in the country, and the one with the most complete plant collection, unique of its kind in the Americas and other regions on the planet. These collections are focused on research on crop improvements and for export to third countries. It was declared a national monument October the 20th, 1989, and tourists constantly visit from all over. Founded in 1901 by the American businessman Edwin F. Atkins, who acquired at the end of the 19th century the sugar factory, then called Soledad de Muerto, the entrance is through an extensive row of royal palms, symbolic of the Cuban nation itself. The intentions of Atkins was to create a botanical research centre that would allow him to improve the varieties of sugarcane in his possessions and obtain even more productive ones. At present, it is an entity of the Ministry of Science, Technology and Environment of Cienfuegos. Of the 97 hectares it currently has, 7 are of preserved natural forest, while it houses more than 1,417 species, and about 500 of them are unique specimens. In the setting of its almost all unique varieties, the collection of orchids with more than 400 species appears, that of bamboo with 23 species, and that of palms, wait for it, 280 different species. The plurality of palms has a very rare species, such as the sausage, the elephant leg, the walking tree, the monkey trap, names given by visitors before the different forms that the plant adopts. That extraordinary connection of tropical African palms, there is one that blooms every 25 years. It's considered one of the 10 most complete and important in America and in the world. Cubans and foreign tourists visit the Cienfuegos Botanical Garden in search of that jewel of the national greenery whose fame and scientific experience, given the rigour in the management of the plants, exceeds the natural borders. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup.